Pet Cemetery tries to scare, but mostly fails, until the very end, by Stephanie Zakarik. Pet Cemetery is creepy for a time, before it becomes stupid. Then it's creepy again. The final image will make you want your mommy. That might be enough to make a decent horror movie, but Pet Cemetery, adapted from Stephen King's 1979 novel and directed by Kevin Kölsch and Dennis Widmeyer, doesn't leave you feeling chilled, so much as raked over. Everything that's unnerving about the movie may be baked into the material, a story about a family that moves to a small town in Maine and discovers a pet cemetery, its name misspelled on the crude homemade sign that adorns it, on their property. Strange things begin to happen, but you already knew that. What makes the basic material artful and distinctively King-like is its delicate approach to grief and its exploration of how, as humans, we can't help pondering the possibility of an afterlife, even if, ultimately, some humans will end up believing there isn't one. Kölsch and Widmeyer, who previously directed a segment of the 2016 horror anthology Holidays, as well as the 2014 horror fantasy Starry Eyes, show some artistry in the early sections of Pet Cemetery. Dr. Lewis Creed, Jason Clarke, along with wife Rachel, Amy Simetz, kids Ellie and Gage, Jette Lawrence and Hugo Lavoie, and jaunty, fluffy tiger cat Church, show up at their new main house and start exploring. Almost immediately, Rachel and Ellie come upon a group of kids in creepy animal masks marching through the nearby woods, bearing a cart that appears to hold a deceased dog or something. Ellie asks her mother what's going on. "It's some sort of procession," Mom says. "What's a procession?" Ellie asks. Mom's answer? "It's like a parade, but not for fun." That sort of sums up the movie. That kiddie funeral parade is eerie, and so are certain other details of Pet Cemetery. For instance, the way Lewis, who has come to Maine to take a job at a local university health clinic so he can slow down, is lured by some macabre force through a door leading to a misty forest full of dark secrets. The scene is filmed so vividly you can almost feel the soggy moisture in your bones. There's also a possibly friendly, possibly malevolent next-door neighbor, Judd, John Lithgow, one of those actors who's so subtly expressive he elevates everything he appears in. An elderly dude with nicotine stains on his beard. They give it a yellow-gray ombre effect, like a fur piece you'd find in a dusty thrift store. Church dies. Thankfully, we don't see the death, just the aftermath. Judd brings Lewis to a special place to bury the cat. And from there, Pet Cemetery continues on a path that's almost somber and sometimes rather affecting when it's not manipulating the audience to the point of unpleasantness. The story unfolds human death, too, and what grief can do to a person. But there are also the usual jump scares, some of which might get you and others you see coming. And at a certain point, the film becomes pedestrian and rather silly, more a ho-hum slasher movie than anything fresh or vital. But its final image, accompanied by a blip of sound, is, for better or worse, a doozy. It may be almost too much, but Pet Cemetery is at least striving towards something. After King completed the book, he locked it in a drawer for 3 years. He found it too raw, too close to home in its treatment of real human grief to publish. Eventually, when he needed to produce a book in order to get out of a restrictive publishing contract, he unlocked the drawer. Pet Cemetery was previously adapted in 1989 as a made-for-TV movie, and this new version certainly tries hard to honor the spirit of King's material. But as one of the movie's characters pronounces ominously, "Sometimes dead is better." At the end of Pet Cemetery, you wonder if that doesn't go for some movie projects, too.